All right. Well, we've decided we have a crisis here, and it's a very serious crisis. But we still got to eat, as it turns out, right? Can't go without that. And we, throughout this week and next week, and as long as we can possibly keep doing this, we are going to play Stump the Chef. And in the first hour of the program, we get a contestant who has three items in their kitchen. We then provide our celebrity chef with those three items, at least in theory, in concept. And then the chef comes up with a perfect recipe that people can make at home. So it's good for everybody out there at home. It's good for the individual who's got those three things. And you never know. You might actually have the exact same stuff in your pantry. And you know what's interesting about this? Is that yesterday we had cream of asparagus soup, Spam, and spaghetti noodles. And Chef Mike Arcimone from the United Center and Levy Restaurants and the people who do, he's the guy who's in charge of all these major stadiums throughout the Midwest. He came up with the perfect solution. So there you have it. All right. So we're looking, I think we have lost our individual here. Have we indeed lost our individual? Okay. No, we got him. All right. Let's make sure that we do here. Here is Mike. Mike, you are the you are our winner here. Congratulations, sir. Appreciate you calling us last hour and being the 19th caller, 312-981-7200. What are your three ingredients?
Well, I don't know if I can change it. I originally said chicken, Parmesan cheese, and breadcrumbs, but that seems way too easy to stump a chef.
That's true. But what else did you want? Well, you know what? All right, let's bring in our chef. Okay. It was Joe Farina, one of the most famed chefs of Italian cuisine in all of this continent. And he's got a couple of restaurants here, the Victory Restaurants here. And chef, that will be a layup for you to have Parmesan cheese, chicken breast, and breadcrumbs. We'll let you give us a recipe for that. But Mike also has three other ingredients, and this is, we've never tried this before, but then again, we've only tried this twice. He's going to throw three other ingredients at you right here live to see what you can come up with off the top of your head. Mike, what do you got?
How about, let's go water chestnuts, let's go ribeye steak, and let's go, I'm trying to see what else I have in the cabinet here. Let's go, you know what we have a lot of pumpkin puree.
Pumpkin puree. That is a terrible, but you know, you never know. I mean, this is desperate times, Joe. If the desperate measures are called for. Can you think of anything with a ribeye steak and water chestnuts and then pumpkin puree?
Wow, Mike. You're double jeopardy here, Mike. I thought I'd go easy and go hard, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the first one's simple.
Do the first one first.
Well, the first one's easy. Mike, do you know how to make a Parmesan crust? Flour, egg. You know, I don't, but my 11-year-old son probably does. Right. It's Parmesan, breadcrumb, egg wash, flour, breadcrumb mixture with some parsley, some other things, sauteed on both sides. And then we can either do a parm, any bottled marinara, mozzarella, Parmesan on top. Bake it in the oven, or we could do it in a white wine lemon sauce.
Oh, let's talk about that for a second. How do you do the white? Because there's a lot of white wine around here. What do you do now?
We're gonna do it the same way. We're gonna bread it, egg wash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, egg wash, flour, egg wash, and bread it. Then we're gonna saute it, half butter, half olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, we're going to hit the pan with a little white wine.
While the chicken is in there?
While the chicken is in there. Uh-huh. Hit it with a little chicken stock and a little lemon. Then we're going to finish it with some mounds of cold butter.
Of cold butter?
Cold butter, yes.
So that it melts because of the heat will melt it.
Melt in real nice and it'll be perfect for you, yeah. And you can serve that over pasta, like linguine or something like that. your favorite noodle.
Oh my God!
Fettuccine.
Did you see what he just did?
Little parsley. That sounds delicious. Mike, did your son think of that one too? You know what? He actually came up with some good crumb recipe. We caught some trout last year. He got a whole bunch of spices on, made a nice breaded trout for us, fresh trout. Nice.
See now you tried to screw him up with the water chestnuts, the steak, and the pumpkin puree. But I got to tell you, what Chef Joe just did for you right there, Mike, is he gave you a cooking class right then and there. And so for anybody who's wants to make something that is restaurant quality in their house, that's the whole point of this Stump the Chef. So you're learning from the best in the business exactly how to do this. Now, the white wine thing, I'm going to tell you something, Joe, that I've had, obviously, we've eaten, our whole staff has eaten a number of times at your restaurants, and nobody does it better than you.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you.
Yeah, you are welcome.
Let's get through it together with this pumpkin now. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm ready. We're going to season that steak on both sides, okay?
Okay.
Then we are going to season it really well. Get our cast iron pan, get some fresh herbs. We're going to sear that steak on both sides to a great medium rare. We're going to let that sit. And then we're going to make a pumpkin butter. We're going to take like a RoboCo or a Cuisinart, whatever you're used to. We're going to put some warm butter in there, soft butter. We're going to put your pumpkin puree in there. We're going to put a little soy, a little honey, and we are going to whip that. We're going to form it into a log, and then your steak is resting. We're going to take the water chestnuts, and we're going to saute those in a little bit of sesame oil, maybe some sesame, maybe some garlic. Saute those. We have our log that we had our pumpkin butter in. We're going to slice up the steak real nice. We're going to put the water chestnuts around it. Maybe finish the water chestnuts with a little sake and a little soy. And then we're going to put it all around it. And then we're going to take a big scoop of that pumpkin butter, put it on top. And that's what
That sounds delicious.
Oh, my God. Can you, Mike, did you see what you just did? You just sparked genius right there.
I know, right? I feel responsible for that.
That was beautiful.
Right, I'm going to open a can of pumpkin puree right now.
Say that. It'll be good for Thanksgiving, Mike.
No. I'm going to tell you, right now it's the spring. We have to think beyond all of the trouble that we have around us right now. And we have to think about...
We can't wait. We got to go at it right now.
Yeah, right. Live for today, right? All right, Mike, congratulations. Hold on. We'll get... I think we already have all of your information. But Chef Joe, of course, Joe Farina from the Victory Restaurants here in Chicago. And also opening in Oak Park when all of this comes back. Here in the next couple of weeks, we hope.
For sure.
And
And we're doing all, we're doing all great carry out of our Ontario location. Just call there. We got free delivery set up for everyone. Come on down.
Excellent. Victory Italian. Victory Italian on Ontario.
Victory Italian.
All right. Joe Farina, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it, as always.
Thank you, Mike. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. There he goes. Chef Joe Farina. Victory Italian on Ontario, if you want to order them from there. And I'm going to tell you something, it is definitely worth doing. And any chef that says, we're going to whip that up real nice, any chef that says real nice at the end of the sentence, that tells you that they know exactly what they are doing. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, two things that you need to know right at 5 o'clock. Also, we have a dentist in the 5 o'clock hour that is going to talk about whether you should go to an elective dental appointment, and also talk about how dentists are protecting themselves against their patients. A lot of people are asking about that. The two things that I get the most amount of questions about right now are, should you see the dentist and should you get your hair cut? We've got the news from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 2.